Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Unfiltered Conversations. I am your host, V, and I'm very excited for today's episode. It has been a mission for today's episode to actually go up. Guys, the behind the scenes of today's episode is a lot. But as always, Aaron just helped me last minute, and I'm like, thank you, Jesus. So today's guest is none other than Erin.
Hey everyone.
So yeah, she literally came last minute. I asked her.
I came in clutch. I was like, yeah. Yo.
And I said, I know you're busy. I know, but I just need you right now. And she's like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Girl, what time you need me? So she's anytime. Here before work, but I really appreciate you coming. And I think I'm trying to think of it positively. I don't know why things happen the way that they happened. But then yesterday when I was thinking about it, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I needed to talk to you about this situation because I know that you've touched on a certain phase in your life and last year that you went through in the beginning of the year. And it has links to today's conversation and how I've been feeling. This episode is a little bit personal. From my perspective, you can get as personal as you want.
I'm kind of nervous. That's like why we don't have the mic stand.
Yeah, that's why we don't have the mic stand. So we can be like, it can feel more like cozy and comfy. Like our legs are up and everything.
Honestly, yeah.
We are a little bit coordinated and planned.
And like, it really wasn't like, when we got to studio, I was like, oh, you're wearing brown. Oh my word. Oh my word.
Okay. Really?
Look at us.
So yeah. So I don't know if I told you this off camera, but I have been feeling a little bit, I guess, uncertain about my 20s and sometimes very doubtful. And I saw a lot of TikToks of young people in their 20s talking about how they feel during the uncertain seasons in their lives. And some of them are losing hope. And some of them are just like, I don't know if I made the right decisions. And these TikToks that I was seeing, I was like, the people that I was watching, not all of them are Christian. But the people that I was watching, when I was watching them, I was like, geez, guys, this is like, it feels like I'm looking at me on screen. And I was like, I actually need the encouragement. And I think also during the preparation, God was also encouraging me as well through the preparation. But how are you finding navigating your 20s?
Oh, child, that's why I have a YouTube channel.
It's Erin's POV for real.
Honestly, it is my POV. I think, sure, it's, I'm turning 22 this year. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I feel like sometimes I'm way too stressed for someone who's supposed to just be 22. But then I'm also like, Erin, you're doing the work that you love to do. Mm-hmm. And also in years from now, I can sit back and be like, oh my gosh, you know, like I actually, like I did what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie that the moment I turned like 19, 20 and 21 is, oh, I'm 21 now. Like it's an odd age, especially because people are like, oh, you're just a baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then people are also like, you're a grown adult.
No, girl. I'm going to be honest with you. Child. Sorry for interrupting you. Like, your age might reflect a baby in terms of the decade of the 20s. But your life is not saying baby.
Yeah.
Like, the way your life is like, built, that's not saying baby at all.
No, it's so difficult because I remember, like, telling my mom, being like, when I do make mistakes, I don't know how to prep myself for when I'm going to be, like, rebuked or whatever they may be.
Oh.
Because you can, like, when you make a mistake, you can be like, oh, I should have known it, or, oh, I didn't know. So I find, like, I still find it so difficult not knowing how to, like, mentally prep myself for when people are like, oh, my word, Erin, why did you do it? Because now I'm like, okay, so yesterday they were like, you're still young, you're still figuring things out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this morning they were like, you know, you're an adult now.
Yeah, you need to be an adult.
So I'm like, what do you want from me?
It's a crazy in between because I think when you're in your early 20s, there's that phase of, like, especially if you're in uni, you're like, okay, I just came out of high school. I'm transitioning into being an adult, but at the same time, the adults see me as a kid as well.
Yeah.
Right. So the expectations are very flip floppy.
Like flippity flop.
One day people are like, you need to get your life together. Yeah. Another day people are like, why? Like, you're so young. Like, don't worry about it. And I think what it comes also down to is like, because of the uncertainties of your 20s, you end up making decisions that just because you feel like you need to be somewhere in life, right? So the reason I say this is I know you like to hype me up about being an academic.
Yeah.
But
academic weapon.
Academic weapon. Now that's Erin's nickname for me. But I have a confession to make. I'm going to be real.
Yeah.
So this is my second degree. And I literally started a whole new degree, as you know.
Mm.
But I think I made the decision to go back to school because of the uncertainty.
Mm.
And like, I remember the first week, no, the a few weeks before, I was really excited. I'm like, I'm going back to school. Yay.
Mm.
But then when I went back and I had classes, I'm like, what did I do?
Like, but like, if I can give you some like, I'm pretty much in the same boat because
you also went back to school.
Because I was like, I started studying when I was 17 and I finished when I was 19. And I was like telling my parents, I don't know whether I'm ready to go into like the big
world.
And if it is okay, if the funds are there, if the opportunity is there, I would like to study further.
Wait, quick question.
Mm.
You immediately, right? You immediately went back to the second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the following year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I told my parents, just give me a gap year. Let me just figure things out. If I have to move back home, I'll do so. Then my dad was like, no gap year. You are in a time of your life now where you can do the things that you want to. You have the means to do so. And I'm so grateful that my parents actually were like, hey, here you go, here's the opportunity. But for me, it's always a thing about I need to show them what they have given me. I can, like, I can show the fruit of the opportunities.
Sure. It's interesting that you said that because you considered a gap year between the two degrees. I had a gap year by force, not like intentionally. Like you maybe wanted to take the you made the intentional decision of wanting it. For me, it was like I'm done with uni. I'm trying to apply for jobs. I felt like I'm ready to work, right? And then again, this for me doesn't feel like work. It just feels like another form of ministry.
Yeah.
So even though I was coming here, I was just like, oh, it's just ministry.
Yeah.
Like it's not work. So for me, it was like last year, I was just like applying after application after application. And I'm like, I'm in South Africa. I'm applying. The entertainment industry is so small and it's about who you know.
Like it really is.
Like
with, you need to know people.
Yes, you do. Like with what I study, right? It's like literally you don't audition to be a sound engineer at a company.
Mm.
Like most of the time, if a sound engineer, real life story. So I went and interned at another company before I interned here, right? And when I interned at the company, I think they only offered a week's internship because they were taking in multiple interns. And because the company is not humongous, even though they do a lot of work in the African continent, like the facilities, let me say that, is not a big facility.
Mm.
It's not like your SABC studio. There they could hire maybe multiple. 50, or they could have 50 interns or 20 interns at one time. And then I interned there, cool. I knew everyone, it was cool. It was a great week, to be honest. And then I actually, when I started there, I was like, this is a cool environment. Let me follow them on their socials. And then I actually had a relationship, while I was there for a week, I formed a relationship with one of the people that worked there. She was also a young person, cool, also in the creative space, whatever. So I see then, like a couple of months late, last year sometime, I see that the girl posted that they're at a farewell party of one of the sound engineers. So I was like, oh my gosh, I did interning there. I've been following them on Instagram. I've been following them on LinkedIn. Their platforms have been there, right? And then I'm like, they're going to post, a job post anytime. Like, anytime.
Yeah.
And I kept on checking every day. I remember I used to wake up and check, and I was like, yeah, it's going to be great. I'm going to apply, whatever. I kid you not, they did not, till this day, they haven't posted a post. So that's how, like, those were the things that last year I was facing. And I think all of that discouraged me by the beginning of this year. I was like, what do I have to show for last year? Right. And like genuinely I was like, did I make a mistake? How do you deal with like making decisions that actually affect your life? Because in high school you can make decisions and it's like but now in your 20s, do you feel like every decision you make is very important because it affects your life? Do you feel like the decisions you make, because you're young, we should be grateful that we can make mistakes and we get to stand up from it, because we don't have the families, we don't have the kids, so we can afford to make mistakes because we have the covering of our parents. But how do you see mistakes?
Girl, can I just be real? When I woke up this morning, I thought we were going to have like a lacquer chat.
Now I'm like,
I am reflecting on my life's decisions. Hectic. I think it's a weird thing where you are learning that wisdom and foolishness walk side by side. And it kind of depends who you're going to listen to. Because it's a difficult thing. Because for example, for me, when I have work on Friday for radio, and I've been reading that script every now and then. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm like, Erin, you're being silly.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get on the floor and you're going to be like,
the panic.
You know? So I know that today and tomorrow, I've been busy with other things, but I need to get my hours in with that script. So, yeah, I think it comes with like wisdom. Wisdom and foolishness both comes with like a price and a cost, like any other thing in life. Because if you're going to make decisions, don't just think about the now and the now implications, but thinking about, oh, when I am 25, when I'm 30, what effects will this have? For example, if you currently now, good example. I told you earlier today, I'm going to try and not spend money today. I have to go get some petrol, but that's besides the point. Yeah. But like buying food. Meaningless things, like non-perishable things. Perishable things, meaning. And I was like, Erin, you need to fix your money habits now. Because one day you're going to be married, or one day...
You're going to be someone's wife.
And I want to be like, I want to get some Starbucks. And it's like, Erin, have you paid your child's school fees? Oh.
Clack it.
Silence. So I think the decisions that you make now, you have the time and everything. And also depending on your circumstance, because if you don't have the means to do so, you really have to constantly reevaluate, how are my decisions affecting my future me?
That's true.
So like now I can look back and I'm like, hey, when I was 16 writing my homeschooling things, it was treacherous times. Girl, when I say I mean treacherous times. But now I'm like, Lord, thank you so much for carrying me through that difficulty, through that valley, through that shadow of death. Because now I can be like, cool, I did it.
So I guess my question also is still linked to like making mistakes and stuff like that. Do you think that... You kind of touched on it, but do you think that it is important for us, even in our early 20s, to make conscious decisions?
Yeah.
Even though sometimes maybe later it might be a mistake, but we shouldn't be making meaningless decisions that affect our lives later on, right? Because I know a lot of people are like, you only live once. Great. You can, you know? But I'm just like... Yeah, cool. But what about 25-year-old me, like you said? But also, how do we now deal with after we make a mistake, the decision that is a mistake? How do we move forward from that? How do we... Because a lot of people, like I'm saying, for me, I was just like, did I really make the wrong decision studying what I studied? Was I not supposed to study? Was I supposed to do something... in another field, maybe. Yeah. So how do people who actually did make mistakes, maybe for me, I didn't make a mistake studying what I studied, but people who have made mistakes and chosen maybe a different path for themselves and now they're living in the consequences, and that consequences includes the uncertainty and the doubt. Sure. How do we move forward from that?
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it. We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.